Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is a gift. God has given us to live one more day in this world. Let us be thankful for that. A lot of things may not like around us, but thank God we are alive. And let us also be thankful that we can join together and worship together in various ways, even though some of them are from home. And God has given us this opportunity to come together and worship during this time. And thank God for that. Thank you all for joining today. Gail will put up the announcements on the screen. You can follow that on the screen. But those of you are here today, the second page on the bulletin, we have the announcements listed there. We have a Georgia Mountain Food Bank collection. We'll continue to do that as a ministry that we have been doing for years from this church. Let us continue to donate for that great cause in items, or we can also take cash or check. Please put that in the offering with the designation. The book is still available for sale. My book, it is $10, that the whole proceeds will go for the ministry of Sunday School of this church. We are also looking for volunteers for various ministries in our church. The annual conference of our church, North Georgia Conference, will be August 28th and 29th. It will be online. Today there is a pre-conference briefing that I sent to the leadership of this church in an email. It's at 2 o'clock today. The bishop will be giving some notes about what we are going to do about the online conference that are coming up, and also some of the agenda that we'll be discussing during that conference. So if you have time, particularly the leaders of the church, join that on Zoom, and then you can listen and learn a lot of things about what they are going to be doing for the annual conference. The address is listed there for your offering. If those of you are from home, please mail your check or donations as God allows you to do, and let us know if anything that we can pick up. We can also have volunteers come and pick up things for your donations from home. If you know anybody who is in need of struggling with placing food on the table or paying rent, let us know. As a church, we always step up when the need arises. Lord, let me know and call me, or have them call me at that number. We'll talk to them and find out how we can help them as a church. Particularly during this time, it is our responsibility, out of love for God and love for others. We step up and do what we can to help out. The attendance and collections are listed there. Please pray for our church and continued ministry in this community as we do together here faithfully. Are there any other announcements? Anything that I missed, or anything that anybody wants to add? Anybody online have anything to add? If not, let us continue worshiping together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, stand for the opening hymn number 131, "We Gathered Together."
Guide us, O God, with us joy. O day.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, our eternal God, you are the God who gave us life with all its joys and blessings as well as concerns and burdens that we bear in this world. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us and also the gift of redemption from our sin and death through your Son Jesus Christ so that we can gather together as your children, worship together with all the saints in this world and in angels in heaven. In your presence, Lord, we find peace, and in your guidance we find answers. Lord, we find protection and security in your presence. Thank you for always being there, guiding us and guarding us and protecting us. Heavenly Father, we have gathered here to worship you, to adore you, and honor your name. You are the God who gave us life, but also the one who sustains us and also redeems us when we are broken. When we go through troubles, you are there to lift us up. Thank you for your presence in our midst today. As we gather together online and in church to worship, we pray that you help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. May the songs we sing and the meditation of the word we do here today and the prayers we offer all bring honor and glory to your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and your Son, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our fellowship time now. We greet each other. If we can unmute everybody, we can.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
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 Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we will show you people who are in church today. Yeah. We have a guest here today, Miss Jane Anderson. Thank you for coming and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church. Choir will be singing an anthem today, 504 in the hymnal. If you all want to join, please join as well.
Thank you.
Now the responsive reading will be Psalm 28. Haley will be leading that. It is on page 716. Please stand if you are able and follow that in our 760.
To you, O Lord, I call, my rock, be not deaf to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit.
Hear the voice of my supplication, as I cry to you for help, as I lift my hand toward your holy sanctuary.
Take me away, take me not away with the wicked, with those who are workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors, while mischief is in their hearts.
Repay them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds.
Repay them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward.
The Lord will break them down and build them up no more, because they did not regard the beauty of the Lord or the work of the Lord's hands.
Blessed be the Lord, who has heard the voice of my supplications.
The Lord is my strength and shield, in whom my heart trusts. So I am helped, and my heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to the Lord.
The Lord is the strength of the people, the saving refuge of his anointed.
O save your people, and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd, and carry them forever.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. This is our prayer time together as a church family. We come together and raise our prayers of blessing and together and thank God for all the blessings that God gives us in our lives and share them with each other as well. And also we bring our burdens and concerns together, and God's promise is that he will listen to our prayers and answer our prayers according to his will and according to his time. And so let us share our prayers of blessings and burdens at this time and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. The prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin if you want to follow that, and Gail will be posting that on the screen as well. Use this prayer request as a list for our regular prayers in our prayer desk or study desk or kitchen refrigerator, and use that as a list to pray for these items and people listed there. A couple of items that we want to call out from this list as well. I don't know if Martha has joined, but Martha had a successful surgery on Tuesday. I think she came back home on Thursday. And I talked to her last night. She's doing really well, and they think they took all the cancer out and she'll be fine. But she was sounding great, and she thought she would be able to join today, but I don't see her online. So let's continue to pray for complete healing. And thank you all for your prayers as well. Thanks, Jack and Linda, for joining. And Jack is continuing with his dialysis. And is glad to see you here today as well. And you're looking good too. We'll continue to pray for you.
There's a name on the list, Wanda, she's a lady that comes through my line at work.
Okay.
And she's had a lot of trouble with her knee. She's had surgery before, and there's an infection, they think. They were going back in Friday to do a check on it and see, you know. They even told her there's a possibility of amputation.
Okay.
I don't know her last name.
Okay, let her know that we are praying for her. We'll continue to pray for her healing. And who was that, Gail? No, Margaret shared that died this past week.
Orlando. He's
Orlando.
Asthma. Yeah.
Okay.
So pray for his family.
Pray for the family of Orlando who died this past week.
And then Cindy Jolly's on there. She has cancer and she's finished her chemo, but it didn't really work, so they may have to do something else, have surgery. So just keep her in prayer.
Sandy Jolly, okay.
Cindy.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, my niece's husband, he's in the hospital with COVID. He's in his dicky, so his name's Sal.
Sal?
Sal, S-A-L, yes.
Okay.
Pastor, I would like to ask for prayers for Monica Medlock, my boss. She's going through some heart issues and will be having testing in the next week. So please pray that those results are good.
What's the name again?
Monica Medlock.
Monica Medlock. Okay, let her know that we'll be praying for her, please.
Thank you.
Are there any special items to call out from the list? Other than what I mentioned, let us continue to pray for our national leadership of the country, our president, vice president, and all the congressmen and senators and the governors of the state, who particularly have a hard time now. It's a tough job to make decisions about opening schools and other institutions. Let us pray that God will guide them, and the Holy Spirit will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions. Nobody has answers to everything. But God is good, and God will let us continue with what we are doing and give us the guidance that we need at the right time. Let us pray for all of our frontline workers, first responders like police and fire. And also let us not forget our grocery store clerks and delivery people and our garbage collectors and people who are working hard, even in the midst of this pandemic, to support us and give us the services that we need. Sometimes we take all of those for granted, but this is the time we have to be thankful for their services as well. Let us keep them in our prayers. We heard that Harry is recovering well after his surgery, and let's thank God for his recovery and continue with our prayers. How is Ernest Howell doing? Any update on him? He's doing better?
He's doing fine.
Okay.
Everything's working out. Hopefully by the end of this month we'll have some closure on some other issues.
Okay.
But he's still got a very good sense of humor.
Okay.
Especially when he does remember something.
Okay.
So, okay. It's pretty good. We had a good family gathering, my daughter coming up from Florida. So, he's glad to see her.
Okay. We'll continue to pray for that as well. And the school is opening next week, right?
Yes.
It's coming week.
Okay. So, let us pray for that. It's a major, major thing this year. So let us pray that God will handle the situation and let us not be afraid or be scared, because God is in control as long as we are in control. That sometimes happens. So let us pray that it will be smooth without a lot of issues and problems, that it will be a blessed school year this year. Let us hold our teachers and students in our prayers. Anyone else has anything to call out online?
Yes, Pastor. I would like to ask prayers for Tammy Hartfield. She lost her daughter and her husband within the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And, I would ask a prayer for the Jones family that they buried their little one this week, and the Campbell family.
Campbell.
The Campbell.
Okay.
And also, let us pray for the workers that are processing plants and that keeps all the food flowing in the grocery stores. And those are all that are working behind the scenes to keep that food on the shelves.
Absolutely.
Because we have a lot of viruses in these plants also.
Sure, we'll pray for that.
So they have to work in close proximity with each other.
Okay, if nobody has anything special to call out, let us go to God in prayer together. We'll spend a few moments in silence and we can all bring up your unspoken prayers during that time as well. And then I will close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the time that you have given us as a family to come together and share our prayers, blessings and concerns. We thank you for the blessings you give us, Lord, in spite of what we are and where we are. Your mercies are always new every morning and your faithfulness follows us, Lord. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection even when we are not aware of it. Lord, we thank you also for the manifold blessings you shower upon us that we don't deserve many times. We thank you again for your blessings through various ways and various people that you have provided through various means. We also look up to you for our needs at this time, O God. You are the source of all good things and you desire only good for us. And we come to you and seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns together, Lord. We come before you as broken people, some of us are weary and some of us are tired, and many of us are weak in our bodies, and help us not to be worried and anxious, because you are a God who controls everything and you know the answers to our problems. You are the source of true healing, who can make us whole. As we read in your scripture, Lord, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are lonely, you are our friend. When we go through life's sorrows and loss, your presence gives us comfort and peace. We lift up all those who need your prayers and guidance and healing at this time, particularly the ones who have listed here in our prayer request and also the special names that we have called out today. Particularly, we thank you for the healing and the successful surgery for Martha and continued healing for her. We pray that your healing hands will touch her and heal her to have a complete recovery. Lord, we pray that you will be with her and family and give them the peace that they need at this time. We pray for all those who have been called out here today. Particularly, we pray for Wanda, who has knee surgery. We pray that you will be with her during that time, that the surgery will be successful, then if it is your will to avoid an amputation, Lord. We pray for your healing for her and also for wisdom for the doctors and nurses who do the surgery to have a complete recovery. We pray for the family of Orlando who lost him. We pray that you will comfort them with your peace and presence during this time of grief in their family, Lord. We also pray for Tammy Hatfield and John's family and Campbell family. Be with them during this time of trouble that they are going through. We pray that your presence will comfort them and give them the peace that they need in their families. We pray for Monica Medlock that Kevin called out. Lord, we pray that you'll give her the healing she needs and also guide her with your presence and also fill them with your peace as a family. We pray for Sal, who has COVID. Lord, we pray for continued healing for him. And also we pray for Cindy Jolly with the chemo she's going through. We pray that you'll continue to heal her and be with her during this process, Lord. We pray for Ernest Howell. Thank you for the news that we heard that he's doing better. Continue to be with him and the family and give them the guidance that they need during this time also. Lord, we pray for all those who have asked our prayers. Particularly, we raise and lift up our national leadership, our government, the governors of the states, and the president who make very difficult decisions during this time. Lord, we pray that you will give them the guidance and the knowledge that they need and the wisdom they need. And the guidance of the Holy Spirit will control them to do the right thing, to do everything safely in this country. Particularly as we are looking to open the schools around the country next week, Lord, we pray that your grace be upon our teachers and our students. Help us, Lord, to have a blessed new year, even though many of us are worried, many of us are afraid. Help us to trust in you more, because you are a God who is in control, and you have been there in the past, and you will be there with us today, and you will be there with us tomorrow. Give us the assurance that we won't be afraid anymore, but to be trusting in a God who controls everything. We thank you always being there, listening to our prayers, Lord. In spite of our sins, you love us. In spite of our condition, you still listen to our prayers, Lord, and thank you for always being there for us. In Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Give us the grace to act in faith in times of hurts like this. We thank you for your healing presence. And as when we are hurt, you are there to heal us and comfort us. Guide us, Lord, in all we do as a church here. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit today. As a church in this community, help us to be faithful to do the ministry that you have given us to do, to step up and give the community the love and share your care and compassion to the people around us, Lord. Be with us as we continue to worship. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is and the glory forever and ever. Amen. It's our offertory time now. The ushers will come and take the offertory. Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change with shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all we have and all we are, and thank you for covering us with all the blessings that you give us in our daily life. You give us everything that we need, and help us, Lord, to be thankful for all the gifts that we receive from you. We come before you with our offerings of our gifts at this time, and bring before you a portion of what you have given us. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service to support the ministry and the missions of this church. We ask you to accept this offering of your people. We pray for all those who have given today and also those who could not give today. Cover them with all your love every day, Lord. And thank you for always being there for us, and help us to be faithful in whatever you give us to share with others during this time. Bless us as a church, Lord, and continue the ministry in this church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Stand for the reading of the word. It's taken from Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. Kevin will be reading from online, Genesis 16, 1 through 6.
Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai his wife took her Egyptian slave Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my slave in your arms. And now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your slave is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of the word that you have given us as we gather here today. Thank you for opening your word to us. Help us, Lord, to come before you with humility of our hearts and obedience of our spirit, so that we can listen to what you have to tell us, Lord. Help us to be humble before your word and your spirit, so that the word will become power and life in us and through us to this world. Bless us, Lord, with the word, and help us to be blessed by it, and also bless the word through it. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we have been listening through the Genesis, book of Genesis, these past few Sundays. Today we are on chapter 16, where we read about the life of Abram and Sarai as they were continuing their journey to the land that God has promised them years ago, with no end in sight, and also the promise that God has given Abram to have children, but he didn't have one child yet. So today we read about a plan that Sarai came up with to have children, and that's why I titled that God is better than the best of our plans. The best plans that we ever can come up with are based on our judgments and our experiences in life, but God is better than that. That's what we learn from the story of Abram and Sarai. Many times we don't want to wait. We live in a time of really impatience. Everybody is impatient. Somebody said a couple of Sundays ago in our Sunday school that we live in the microwave time. We want everything done now, and we need it right away. So we don't want to wait for God to do certain things, and we ask God to do things, and we get impatient. And happened to Abram and Sarai as well in their life. It is nothing new. If we ever have that, we have also company know that in the scripture. When I call customer service or customer no service in many companies, I hate calling some 800 numbers, particularly when it comes to like government numbers. It takes forever for somebody to come online and answer you, and many times you don't even get to speak to a human being. It can be really frustrating and very disappointing many times. But it teaches us to be patient, and particularly me, in situations where I have no control. I am on the end of a telephone, I can't do anything. So I can only get mad at the telephone, which is not going to do me anything. So it teaches me patience whenever I decide to call that any 800 number. I really pray before I call, because you need a lot of prayer. And in fact, I had a mortgage company that I had to call, and I was on hold for an hour and 8 minutes. And I was getting madder and madder. And there's no point in getting angry, because life is like that. We have to wait for a lot of things and be patient, and not to be taken over by frustrations or impatience. And important things in life are really the things that we need to wait on, right? A baby to be born in this world, a mom has to wait for 9 months. It's not a short time. And it happens to a lot of things in life that we do important things like. So waiting is not easy. But a mother, just like a mother knows that having a baby is waiting for birth, important things in life requires a wait. In other words, teaching us, all of these things teaching us that do not rush on important decisions. Don't rush on things that are important. Take your time, pray about it, and talk to God, and talk to others if needed, and take your time patiently before rushing into making decisions about important things. Last chapter we looked at Abram was asking God, "God, you told me that you bless me with children and generations to come, but I don't even have one child." And then Abram thought that God's plan was to use his servant Eliezer as the next generation. So Abram was asking God in chapter 15, "Is Eliezer is going to be the heir that you have promised me?" And God said, "No, you're wrong. You are going to have your own son from your flesh and blood." But then again, time went by. They were getting impatient. So Sarai came with another plan. That's what we read in chapter 16, where she said, "Well, maybe let's have a child in your servant, So Sarai and Abram decided to have another wife or another servant who became a surrogate mother, in other words, and had a child in a servant girl named Hagar. That's what we read today. So many people believe that Sarai was trying to figure out a plan to help out God, because God doesn't know what he's talking about, because she's about 99 years old and she knows that she's not going to have any children. But some other people are saying that she wanted to see if it was really her problem or Abram's problem, because they didn't have children. So she probably tried with another lady, and it really worked out. Of course, to their surprise, it succeeded. Whatever it is, we let lesser goods eclipse our acceptance of the goodness of God in our lives. We go for the less than the best that God has planned for us by bringing up our plans and going after those things. The fleeting nature of lesser goods will ultimately disappoint us. And absolutely, that's what happened here. Sarai knew the promise of God that Abram would be the father of many nations. Yet she thought she was the problem with God's promise being fulfilled. So she wanted to help out God to fulfill God's promise. Many times we try to help God out. God, here is something that I can help you with. You know, do this way, do that way. We want God to follow our directions so that God will have a better counseling or a better advice from us. I call this one the Ishmael predicament. So they have a child now. And because of the child, the whole history has changed if you look at the history of the world. If you notice that in these 6 verses that we read today, there is no mention of God anywhere. Just Sarai and Abram coming up with some plans. There's no mention of prayer. There's no mention of asking God's will. That's what happens. We get into this kind of predicaments is what happens when we don't ask or stop and listen to God also. We go on our own. So here, Hagar was undoubtedly part of what Abram and Sarai got when they went to Egypt. In chapter 12, we read that there was a famine in the land of Canaan where they lived, so they decided to go to Egypt and live there for some years. And apparently Hagar was an Egyptian servant that they picked up from there. So anyway, when they came back with some of these things that they carried with them from Egypt, and Hagar was a servant girl from Egypt who came back with them, and now she became mother of a child of Abram. How about the plan of God that man can take and mess with it? And the consequences were big. And accepted today that essentially a lot of people are believing or thinking that Ishmael became the ancestor of Islam or Muslims. The problem here that we see is that both of them are blaming each other again. Even though Sarai came up with the plan, when the plan came up to a problem, Sarai was saying that it was Abram's fault. He just listened to that. And Abram just took it off his hands and said, Sarai, this girl is in your hands now, you deal with her. So nobody wants to take responsibility on this. So there are two things that I see here, responsibility and accountability. Responsibility many times is given to you, or you are assigned it. But accountability is something that you take on. That is what, as Christians, we sometimes miss. We are accountable to our choices and our actions. And it is not anybody else's fault. When we make a choice and we experience or take on the consequences of a choice that we made, many times we want to look for blaming other people if you don't like the consequences. But accountability is something that you assume and say that this is what I am accountable for, what I do, and I make choices. And I am responsible for the result of whatever it comes. That is what good stewardship and discipleship is all about. It's also good leadership. And we see that the great father Abraham missed it. And we can miss it too. And Sarai missed it too. And we all live in this world where we can miss taking up responsibilities and accountabilities as they come. A personal choice to rise above our circumstances and demonstrate the ownership is necessary to achieve our goal that God has placed in front of us. To rise above the circumstance. Sometimes we are controlled by the circumstance around us and we get scared and we get worried and we get doubtful. And that's what particularly in this time when we are going to open the schools and institutions in the coming weeks, we have to be very, very calm and quiet and trusting in a God. This is the time to test our faith. Not to be alarmed, not to be panicking, but to be trusting in a God who knows everything, who will be controlling everything, and we know that everything will be okay. But sometimes we step on it. And help us, let us pray that God will help us not to step on, but to follow His guidance during this time. So sometimes during, because of all of these things, Abram and Sarai decided to have this plan, and Hagar was born. And oh, what a tangled web they were. That's what we read there. If we are tired of waiting for God's act in our lives, God's decisions in our lives, remember that God is not silent, but He is active behind the scenes while we are waiting. And the waiting is also not for just us. It is also for God to make everything right at the right time. And God knows the best time for us, and God knows the right time and the right thing for us, and He will always be there on time. Somebody said He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. And let us hold on to that. God will never miss His promises, and He will be always on time. In Hebrews, we read that patient endurance is what we need, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that God has promised. Patient endurance is what we need. So after the child was born, we read that Hagar started becoming, she had to leave because of very different things that are happening there between Sarai and Hagar. And Hagar had to leave the home and she ran away to a desert place, knowing not where she was going to take that baby to. But God appears to her and asks her to return to Sarai. Sometimes this happens to us too. There's a danger in running ahead of God. Although Abraham may have faltered in many occasions through his life's journey, he still continued to trust in a God who has been faithful in the past. And he demonstrated this by his actions later on. And do you know, in a sense, that Abraham was not perfect and he had to go through this? Because we have something that we can learn from now in our lives as well. Ishmael will become the father of all the Arabic people. And Muslims believe that Ishmael was the firstborn of Abraham. And they also believe that Muhammad was a descendant of Ishmael. So once grown, Ishmael, according to the Bible, married an Egyptian woman. But the Arabs say that he also married a daughter of Sheikh Mudad, who bore Adnan, the ancestor of Muhammad, the founder of Islam, the religion of the Arab state. And we know the rest of the history, what happened. In the book of Galatians, Paul talks about this and used this incident to symbolize the relationship between Judaism and the older but the new rejected tradition and Christianity. He's saying that in Galatians chapter 4, Hagar is associated with the Sinai covenant, while Sarah is associated with the covenant of grace. And that is where Isaac was born into. So the Sinai covenant, the covenant, the old covenant, and the new covenant are the two things that we see between Ishmael, Hagar's son, and Isaac, who was born later to Sarai. And these are the two covenants that we see now, and Jesus Christ was born through the genealogy or generation of Isaac. And that was the promised son that God gave. Today's battle between Jew and Arab is nothing new. This happened all because of the plan that Sarai and Abraham ran ahead of God's plan. So there is no running away from our problems as Abraham did, Sarai did, to disown the problem, and also like Hagar to run away from the issue, thinking that problems will get solved. It's not going to get solved. David says that in Psalm 55, when he did that, he said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest." Many times we want to do that. If I had the wings, I want to fly away somewhere and go and take some rest from all of this confusion, all of this stress that we have to deal with. But that is not going to resolve the problem or to solve the problem. So there are many people who tried running away, but it only made things worse. Jonah ran away from God, and you know he ended up in the depth of the sea, and finally he had to go back again where God wanted him to go. One commentator talks about this and says, no matter what our situation, our suffering, our pain, our lack of faith in those things as well as in other things maybe, our Heavenly Father will work to produce our ultimate victory and blessing. Any temporary harm we may suffer will be used by God for our benefit. Bad things by themselves may not produce good results, but by God's will and His grace and His working, even the most painful ones will work together for our good. So God is a good God, better than our plans. We mess up because we don't know many times what to do. We think sometimes we know, but we don't really know. But God can take even our broken plans and put them together for our blessing, even when we mess up. It is like taking things that are not pleasant and putting them together to become, like I always say about table salt. It is sodium chloride in chemistry that when I studied. Sodium by itself is poisonous. Chlorine by itself is harmful for you. But when they are combined together and become table salt, sodium chloride, it becomes delicious when we add it to our food. So we consume it because it's what table salt does to give the flavor to our food. It is just like that in our broken situations and in our broken plans. When we mess up, God is there to take those pieces together and put them together and work them together to bless us, and He will be there to see us through those issues that we go through. So there is a God who will work together and put together everything, as we read in the scripture that everything worked together for good to them that love the Lord. And help us, Lord, help us to hold on to that promise. I was reading an email that came from a lady to send to many of the pastors in our church one time, and she was sharing her testimony about an incident happening in her life about her child. She writes like this: when my baby was thrown out of a car during a violent crash in my car, she spent a year in coma, 1 year. The doctors tried to get me to pull her plug and end her life many, many times. I was finally so distraught that I almost pulled her plug and also wanted to pull my plug as well. Finally, even though I didn't want to, I gave my daughter up to God. I gave him the circumstance and she was in, and she was on life support, unable to speak. But when I handed everything over to God, even though he did not heal her, instead, he gradually began to heal my heart. It took a lot of time. Now, 15 years later, my daughter is still terribly disabled, but both our hearts are healed. My daughter is joyful, she is alive now, and so am I. That can happen for you also. Someday, you will be reunited with the ones you may have lost. The circumstances that hurt you will be changed. The sun will come out, the flowers will bloom, and we all will smile together. This is the email that we all received from an unknown person who shared her story, testimony. Sometimes waiting is meant to heal us rather than healing of somebody who are being praying for. Our hearts and our souls will be healed when we wait on our prayers. In Romans 8:28, as I said before, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. We all know the great promise verse in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. As we go from this place, help us. Let us pray that God will help us to hold on to that promise, that He has a plan for us, and help us not to mess it up, but to follow His plan, which is the plan to prosper us, not to harm us. May God bless you with these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 382. If you are able, please stand. 382. Let us go from this place knowing that there is a God who knows everything in our lives. And He is there to guide us and to comfort us when we need His guidance. Go in the promise that He has a plan for us. and a plan to bless us and not to harm us. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
We love you. See everybody next week online.